Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
In 1990, artwork valued at around $500 million was stolen from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. To this day, the crime has not been solved, despite a $10 million reward. Arthur Brand is an art historian who also tracks stolen artworks, and he thinks there may be an Irish connection. Arthur, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Could you start by telling us about the robbery? What was stolen?
Well, it's considered to be the biggest art heist in history. We are talking here about $500 million worth of art. One Vermeer, probably the most important painter in history, a few Rembrandts, Manet, etc. So we are talking here about the biggest art heist in history.
Mm. And so how did they carry out this this heist?
Well, there were two guards at night guarding the museum, and then two officers, police officers, ringed at the door, and the museum had told the guards, don't open the door, not even for the Pope. But the guards opened, so then these police officers came in, and it turned out to be robbers.
Right, okay, and so it's that sounds a relatively easy way to rob an art gallery. I would have thought that it would have had more security in place than that.
Well, it's difficult because you cannot make a museum like a Fort Knox. People have to be able to see the artworks. So what you see is sometimes robbers come in at daylight, and at gunpoint they take paintings with them. So It's almost impossible to defend a museum like a fort.
Yeah. Now, did these two particular chaps dressed as police officers, did they have a van with them? Did they seem very prepared for this?
No, they didn't seem very prepared. So everybody thinks they are just ordinary criminals, low-class criminals who normally steal cars, something like that.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. The FBI has stated that they have identified these two guys, but they have been murdered. They died, murdered in non-related cases. But The trail after that has gone dead. These guys stole the pieces. They probably sold it to somebody, and after that, they died.
Yeah. So I suppose the question is, who would they have sold them to?
Yes, there have been a lot of speculations. Whitey Bulger has been one of the most notorious, whose name has been mentioned. But he's in jail now, and if he would have known anything, he would have told it to get a reduce of sentence. So I think the Whitey Bulger story is ruled out.
Yeah.
But then, of course, we have Ireland.
Right, okay. Your line of inquiry, and you think it's quite a strong line of inquiry, is that somehow these paintings were passed on to the IRA.
Yes, exactly. I'm not the only one. This lead has been investigated by the FBI, by a lot of people. Already, almost from the beginning, people are talking IRA here because, you know, Boston is an Irish, has a big Irish community. Mm. Arms have been shipped from Boston. Money has been sent to Ireland in those days. So there are a lot of people who think they have been shipped to Ireland.
Right.
And yes, sorry.
And the two chaps, assuming that the two chaps were fairly low-level criminals who carried out the original robbery, would it be the case that they dealt directly with the IRA, or it went through somebody else who gave it to the IRA?
Probably it went through somebody else. I do a lot of these cases, and what you see is these stolen pieces go from hand to hand, sometimes two or three times a year.
Mm.
But sooner or later, they come in hands of the mafia or the IRA or big time criminals, the real criminals.
Right, and I suppose certainly around that time, when the IRA were no strangers to art robberies, that they had been involved involved in them before. How do you think that they were transported then? Do you think they're in Ireland, these paintings?
Yes. We have enough leads to suspect they're on islands, in Ireland. I've been talking, and friends of mine have been talking to former IRA members, and many of them told us that for two decades there has been talk within the IRA about the paintings of the Isabella Stewart Gardner. And nobody had seen them, but they said it has been an issue for 20 years within the IRA.
Right. OK, so there's a strong belief within IRA members that the IRA has the paintings.
Exactly. And who am I to distrust them? If they say it's they should be there, I believe them.
Yeah. But is there any information as to where in Ireland they might be? Or are you aware of any individuals who you've been told were directly involved in this?
Yes, we have some names, which of course I cannot tell, but you should go all the way up. That's what I can say.
Okay, all the way up, right up to the top.
Yeah. Well, that's normal, of course, because the IRA had a high command, and you could not do... It's like a mafia. You cannot do something illegal when you are down at the bottom. You have to have permission.
Yeah.
So the permission comes from the top. The thing is, in this case, there has been... The reward is $10 million. And the FBI has stated, look, bring them in, get immunity, and get away with the $10 million. That's what they have said. But the $10 million expires on the 1st of January next year. So everything is there. The $10 million, immunity. So what more do we need?
Mm.
And that's the whole thing. It's now or never. And what I try to tell these people, I know the FBI is telling the truth. They grant immunity and the $10 million is there. But I know that not all people trust the FBI. They think maybe it's a sting or whatever. So they can also come to me. I've done this before in a lot of cases. And, I can do it for them. But
yeah.
Somebody should do something because it really is now or never. It expires on the 1st of January. And they have gone for 27 years. You can imagine how these paintings look like nowadays.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Can you be sure that the paintings have been stored properly for those 27 years and have been destroyed?
Well, Martin Cahill, one of the general, the former Irish criminal, he did a lot of these jobs. And he hid them in the mountains and sometimes he couldn't even find them back.
Yes.
So that's the people we're talking about.
Yeah.
So you never know where they have stored them. You must understand, if you are an IRA member or whatever, you are not an expert in painting. So what do they know?
Yeah. Have you spoken to anybody who has any kind of clear idea as to where in Ireland these paintings might be?
Not where, but who's in control of them.
Right. So you have you
name all the way up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, names have been mentioned to you. This person knows where the paintings are.
Yes. Yes. This has been mentioned to us.
Right. Have you tried kind of contacting that person and asking them?
Well, we have been talking, and I cannot tell everything about it. But there are negotiations. But as said, we still have to see them in flesh, these paintings, to see if the rumor is correct.
Yeah.
Because the FBI doesn't believe anymore that the paintings are in Ireland. They have searched for it in Ireland for 10 years or longer, and they never found a clue. But now it's up to us.
Right. Okay. And so you are. So are you saying you are in contact with a person who is at a high level or was at a high level in the IRA who might know the whereabouts of these paintings?
Yes. We are talking. The only thing I can say, we're talking here about South Armagh Brigade.
Right, okay.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay, okay.
The former
right.
South Armagh Brigade.
Right, okay.
That's
yeah.
all I can tell. But no, the thing is, these people also want these pieces to come back, but they need permission from other people. That's how it worked in the IRA.
Right.
And let's bring these pieces back. These are so incredibly important paintings. There is no warrant anymore. $10 million is waiting for the people. Because the people who have them now are not the original thieves.
Mm.
So it might sound crazy, but they are even entitled to get a reward. So that's the whole thing. Collect it, give the paintings back, and get out of it.
Yeah, and assuming all this is true, if the IRA had them for an awfully long time, why didn't they sell them to somebody?
Well, it's very difficult to sell. This is called artnapping. The mafia or the IRA in the past, they had pieces like this, similar pieces, and they use it in negotiations with the police when they get caught, they can have a reduce of sentence when they give back a Van Gogh or a Vermeer. So it's not about selling them. The IRA would never sell these pieces, but they could have used them as payment for some deals, or they just sit on it waiting for the right moment. But I would say 10 million is quite a right moment.
Yeah. Do you feel you're making progress on this, Arthur? Do you think that in the next few weeks or months, somebody might ring you up and say, this is where the paintings are?
Well, that's it. Because the reward expires the 1st of January. So what more can we or the FBI or myself offer these people? It's now or never. It's these 6 months. And after that, even I will give up.
Arthur, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Arthur Brand there. He's an art historian and he also traces stolen artworks. He's based in Holland. Right, we're going to take a break. After that, a vampire wedding.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.